4.13. 1.
What's the question? Do I have an obsession?
Yeah.
Well, I don't consider them obsessions, but I do have a habit of organizing myself in ways that other people might consider obsessive. I've walked into a friend's flat where I was staying for a week or two and instantly alphabetized their collection of CDs or DVDs of maybe 100 or so. Because if I was going to be there and I needed to find a piece of music, it just means it was a lot easier to find it when it's alphabetized.
Are all your book collections and record collections at home alphabetized?
Absolutely. It just saves, I do it once and it saves a lot of time in finding things afterwards. I find it practical. I don't find it obsessive.
2.
Do you have any private obsessions? For example, you know, collecting things, exercise, tidiness, that stuff.
Well, I do. I've got a complete obsession about cleaning. And it's awful. It's the bane of my life. It's absolutely awful. I cannot relax unless everything is absolutely, you know, clean and tidy. I've had to let it go a bit because my husband's an Aussie and he's very laid back. And I just haven't been allowed to be as obsessed as I have been in the past. And, of course, having children stops the obsession a little bit because there's toys and stuff everywhere. Yeah. But
where did it come from?
Well, I think it's just this, it's a security thing. I feel when everything's clean and tidy, I feel safe and comfortable. And I think it's because when I was an early teenager, my parents split up, they divorced. And that's when it started. I started cleaning we had a smoked glass coffee table with chrome legs. And I used to clean that because I couldn't stand the fingerprints on it. And that's where it began. And that then escalated. And I started cleaning the kitchen and the bathroom.
Oh, my God. As a teenager.
Yeah. I was absolutely. And then hoovering came into play and I started hoovering. But ironically, I've got a couple of friends and their obsession with cleaning started as well with the same thing. Their parents split up at around about the same age, early teenagers, and they have obsessions with cleaning as well. One who I work with, not very far from here today, and another girlfriend who I went on a course, met on a course, and she has the same problem. So I don't know whether it's there's anything in that.
Do you clean when you're upset or do you just clean all the time when you're upset?
Particularly when I'm upset. Yeah. It occupies me and everything's all nice. But I have got a handle on it now and I'm a lot better than I used to be.
Will you come over to my place?
Yeah. That's what everybody says.
3.
Well, my mother is completely pathologically addicted to checking her hair in the mirror all the time, and she's got a real hang-up about her hair, completely obsessed by it. Spends hours and hours checking out her hair. And
does it interfere with her life?
Well, I think it's quite time-consuming.
Yeah.
And yes, I think it does. I mean, she can get really upset, and if she goes to the hairdresser and sort of has anything done, she becomes really upset for days if it's slightly wrong, or she's really self-conscious about
just it. Just about her hair?
Yeah.
How long's it been going on for?
Ever since she was a child. I discovered that her brother had curly hair when he was a child, beautiful curly hair, and big brown eyes, and I think he was the sort of favourite child. I think
he
was the favourite one.
Hair.
She has straight hair, and I think that's where it comes from.
Mm.
But she's absolutely really hung up about it.
4.
There's a name for this condition, but I can't remember what it is, and I'm not sure what it's called, but I do count things. If I come into a room, I will count the number of lights on the ceiling. The only thing is, I don't know how many there really are, because I count things so that they turn out to be in multiples of threes or nines. And I also count panes in windows. I will count panels in doors. But I like them always to get up to a 3 or a 30 or a 90. So it's a fairly useless thing, but it's just something I just do.
5.
Yeah, my friend is obsessed with healthy eating, absolutely obsessed.
Right.
And it makes going out for dinner with her really quite boring because you can't... Anything on the menu, she just goes on and on about how this is bad, that's bad, allergy to this, allergy to that, getting the waiter over to talk and, you know, about certain things that are in each dish. And it's just so, it really actually does interfere with, like, her social life, having fun with her, because she's just completely obsessed by what she eats. And it's just a bit, I don't know, it's a bit boring.